Hey, Patrick, this is Charlie.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, sorry, I've been a little, staying pretty busy. I've just taken a lot of calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, no worries.
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's always good to be busy than not busy, right?
Yeah, it's been, I'm sure you guys get a lot of meetings too, so, you know, same old.
Yeah, for sure. We're constantly in and out of them. So, but I wanted to go over something. So I got, let me just pull this up really quickly. Trust it properly. Give me one sec. Okay. So, you spoke when you did the onboarding call, you spoke to Gabriel Martinez.
Yep.
Okay, so you spoke to Gabriel Martinez. All right. So with Google, we can there's three verifications, right? That they do one of the three. There's the PIN verification where they drop the PIN where they mail that to you, right? They have the phone verification, which that's what you're talking about. They also have a video verification as well. Okay, so at the last resort, they will probably do the PIN verification. If that's the case and you guys cannot get that verification, we will refund you that $199. But let us try to get the phone verification and let us try to get that either the phone or the video verification for you. That way Google's not like, okay, well, why can't we do these things? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can try. That's why I told him, I was like, you know, just explaining that, like, who we are and what we do and stuff. But I think he mentioned that there was no guarantee of us getting the profile opened. And then I said, okay, because we can't do the address and we can't do the video because we don't have access to it. But we can do the phone call. And he said there's no guarantee. So then that's when he said he'll get back to me or he'll like, talk to you and then have you guys call me and stuff. So
okay.
I just didn't know what to do there, you know?
Okay, so were you able to go through the whole onboarding call or did he cut it short for you?
I think we got through most of it.
Okay. So for the video one, you wouldn't be able to do a video call with Google if we were able to get you that?
Because I saw that it requires you to be on the property for the video one.
Okay.
So, like, regardless, like, because they're so far from us that, like, we wouldn't really want to go there and do anything like that. We just kind of want to open these profiles up from having them at satellites for, like, you know, just on all over the phone. That's why I think that's what you thought, but then he said something different. So then I was like, you know, okay, just let me know, you know, whatever the next step would be. If it doesn't work, then, like he told me himself, like it wasn't going to work. It's not like I was like asking for a refund or anything.
Right. So I was just trying to figure out what's going on because, yeah, they're going to want to see some stuff, but they'll want to see like, you know, like tools or like, They want you to basically show that you're a real business. So Google's cracked, like I told you before, Google is cracking down on these things. So it is a little harder nowadays to open up a Google business profile because they want to see those verifications that you guys aren't just scammer business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're trying to protect themselves.
Because like we don't have that capability. That's why I was like, that's the only reason why we're not doing it ourselves. Otherwise, I wouldn't
right.
be able to do it myself, you know?
So with your locations, how does that work? Because I'm trying to piece it together. Like, I know
We're considered broker-dealers, consultants, right? And we have vendors that are our installers who actually have the equipment and go out and do the work. But we are the ones who close the deals, and we are insured and licensed to be that dealer, right? Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the satellites goes, those are just addresses for office spaces that we have as like little, you know, satellites, but they're not anything that we can go and get mail transferred over to us and stuff like that. They're just kind of our little satellites. So that's what was the reason why we wanted to get these opened up using just the phone call method, because otherwise we can't really do that other method. And that's that. And then that was kind of why it led to me asking you, you know, are you sure that you can do phone call only, because that's the only method we can do?
Yeah. So I know that they can do phone calls. Yeah, that is something that they, which is what we've done before. that's not the only method that they would maybe want, is what I'm saying. So your satellite, is it a physical place or is it a virtual address?
What do you mean by what's a virtual address?
So basically you're saying like a satellite address. Is there an actual building where this address that you had given us is, where people actually go into there and they talk about, you know, or where they have the solar panels?
No,
you
know, it's an office space. So there's like multiple, like, you know, it's like one of those business center office spaces.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So it's a physical.
Yeah, it's a physical place, but things, we don't have access to it. We just have it as a satellite, like a location on the website. So that's why, I mean, regardless, like, I only wanted to do the phone call method from the beginning. And if it didn't work, then I don't see how else we could, like, I don't want to do any other method, you know? That's kind of just been, like...
Yeah, so I understand what you're trying to tell me. I'm just trying to see, like, if it doesn't work, if we're not able to get you verified with Google, us, I'm just letting you know, like, we'll refund you the $199. But at the same time, too, you're not going to get verified with Google. You won't be able to open up the GBPs on how you guys are doing things. It's not going to happen, is what I'm saying. They're not able to get verified. So if they want to have a video conference with you, or if they want to have, you know, that piece of mail because they want to see the location, the physical location area, then it's going to be almost slim to none for you guys to be able to market your business on Google the way that you guys have it set up. So.
Yeah, that's why I think we might have to find a different method there. So I don't want to take up too much more of the time on this if we know, like, from now, like, if we know it's going to be hard, like, very less likely, then.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to my manager about this and tell him, like, hey, this is what you and I talked about. If he says, like, yeah, it's just going to be too much of a hassle. And it's not even that it's just a hassle. It's just, like, Google is not going to verify you guys. I mean, moving forward in just your guys' business alone, you guys are going to have a very hard time trying to open up a Google business profile, as you can already see. You have able to do that yourself, and if we're not able to do it, then you're not even able, with a Google Premier partner like us, we can't even do that for you. So you guys are going to have to kind of like your strategy, like how you guys are going
to
do things.
Yeah, we'd have to do
if we weren't. Yeah, if we're not able to do that. So, like I said, I'm going to get with my team here, and I'm going to get with my manager, see the options that we can kind of play out. If we all come together and we're like, yeah, this is probably not going to happen for you guys, then I'll let you know, and then we'll get that sorted out for you. If it is, then we'll submit to Google, and then we'll see how they want to play it from there. Okay? But I'll let you.
I found it to be like a good opportunity for us, because that's why I got excited from the first day to work with you guys, because I was like, oh wow, like I found a provider to help us open these profiles without having it, like, you know, the address situation, as, you know, as like I mentioned. So then I was like, oh, well, if you guys can do that, you know, somehow, then we'll do like 10 of them, because, you know, we just, why not, right? If, but I guess since it doesn't make sense, like Google's rules are too strict, so.
They're just getting more strict as like we're move, like going like on and on, like going into the future, they're adding rules. So they just added rules to us. And so they're even saying like it's harder to get certified with Google now. Like you can't just
What are some rules that they added for you guys now? Cause that's crazy. So,
you guys are already insured and licensed, but before you didn't have to be insured and licensed. So now they're checking that. So for us to sign somebody up, we now have to ask, hey, are you guys licensed and insured? And sometimes it comes across as, well, my state doesn't require me to be licensed and insured. And I was like, and so now we have to explain to them, yes, we understand that. But for Google, it's going to make you look more credible because you have to do those things. So they're making it just a little bit more harder because they want their users to be protected from people that aren't licensed and insured. So if somebody goes to a job, they found somebody that isn't protected with license and insurance, then that falls back on Google. So now they're trying to nip that in the butt, basically.
Yeah.
So, but I'm gonna give my team, like I said, Patrick, I'm gonna figure it out on what we have to do. If we can submit the paperwork over to them, if we can request just a phone interview, and if they grant it, cool. If they want to do the PIN verification and stuff, then I mean, it's not gonna work for you. So we would just have to call it there, okay? But I'll let you know. I'll send you a text message. Just to see, like, when you're available, when I'm available as well. I know we get busy, but I'll definitely let you know, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem, Patrick.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.